We have in the beginning of the parasha tremendous arichos about the mechira and the kinyan of Moses Achpela with Ephraim. All arichos, tremendous arichos. Negotiation, they said yeah, they said no, he wanted money, he didn't want money, in the end he took money. Stamets Kedai, the gewaldig shtickle here from Yeruchim at the beginning of the parasha. Das Teure on the parsha, the Birim. This is gewaltige Sachen about people who talk a lot and in the end don't do anything. But that's not what I want to speak about. It's good to see. One of the pshatim, what's the pshat in the whole Arichas? A whole lengthy dialogue back and forth. Sanko talking about a sheikh, say that he wanted, didn't want. His vice story is, if the Torah HaKadosh was Mayruch at such length, his vice story is there's a lot of things to learn from it. One of the things, we find an interesting thing. Medrash says, the Pasuk brings down that when Ephraim took the money in the end, so it's Chosur of Vav. Took away from Vav. A punishment. The Medrash says, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Nivhal Liyos, Nivhal Lahoin Ishra. The Ishra was Nivhal for money. V'lo yoda ki chaser yuvenu. In the end, he was a chaser. Means he lost the Vav. He said there was a gvaldig detayin on Ephraim that he took money in the end. And atke dekach, that the Torah was Mishana his name and took out a Vav from him, he bribed the chaser. What's the pshat on that? What's the tayin on him? B'sach HaKol, if Avraham Avinu would have come to him and said to him, I want to buy the Moses Achpela, what's the price? And he would have said that the price is $400. He would have said the price is $400. He would have paid, and he wouldn't have lost what it cost. He has a right to charge for it. Something that was precious to him, he didn't want to sell it to begin with. We know they didn't want to sell it to begin with because we find that Avraham Avinu had to go get protection, the Bnei Chesh should speak to him and do him a favor and sell. It was a precious piece of property. Is the pshat is that it's the fact that he charged for it, it's not the end of the world. What was the tain on him? Nivhal Ishra. What was the Nivhal? Avraham Avinu offered him money. Avraham Avinu came to buy. Why is he called Nivhal Lohoin Ishra, that if he had a behilos for money, that he's called an Ishra? The etzim zach that he charged for it, Avraham Avinu offered it. That means it was legitimate to offer. Is the pshat is that if Avraham Avinu would have come to him and he would have charged for the Mazah, there was nothing wrong. The business deal, like everything else. And then it's gone shout that the whole parasha wouldn't have been brought down. This whole reason is the parasha would have started later. The reason why Ephraim lost a Vav from his name, which is Netzach Netzachim, it's every year, he's still missing a Vav. It's not just a one-time thing. That means he blibed Epis of Balmum, lo'oylam void. Ephraim is chaser. You know why? Because he made an offer to give it for free and he backed out. And if he would have been holding out a darga, that he would have said, I want money for the Moses Achpela, then la'olam vav, the netzach netzachim, in the nitzchias of Torah, he would have had a vav. But because he said, I'll give it to you for free, and then he backed out of it. For that he lost a vav in the Torah, nitzchias la'olam vav. Chaser, he blibed the chaser. Now, everybody understands that if the Torah brought down that he said, no, I don't want money, then it means he didn't mean it cynically. Torah brings it down that he said, I don't want. Is it pshat is that he was holding by it then. Otherwise, Torah doesn't bring down jokers. Is it pshat is he was holding on a darga where he was prepared, Nisiyah Likim Atam Sechene, he had a car where Avraham Avinu was. You see that Bnei Ches had a car he was. Fakir just aggressed the cover to give away. The Torah says that he wants to give it for free. The Torah doesn't bring down people who are cynics and people who are sarcastic and the guy who didn't mean it. That means the Torah says that he wanted to give it for free. He was holding by the darga. So what happened? So what happened in the end? What happened in the end was that Avraham Avinu took money out of his pocket. And the minute he saw the dollars, what did the Pasuk say? Nivhal lahoin ishra. He saw the hoin in front of him. He couldn't see further anymore. He saw the green. All real estate deals in Eretz Yisrael are done with dollars. Say it. Is Avada, Avraham Avinu took out $100 and everything collapsed. Nisi Elikim, Avada, Vaseis, it's the rest of COVID, it's a schusimit, all true. Over the minute he took the dollar out of his pocket, it was over. And the Torah HaKadosh said, Dushaitu was the best, Dutipish was the best. If you're not holding on the dark to begin with, if you don't have a Hakkorah, who Avraham Avinu is, you don't have a Hakkorah. So, trust me, he wouldn't have been mentioned in the past. You would never know who Ephron is. You wouldn't come home in second grade with a picture of Ephron taking the money. He wouldn't have existed, Bechal. You wouldn't know who he is. What's the difference between Ephron and Masach Belfon? What's Getachon? No, because Ephron was holding at a darga of, yeah, take it for free. And when the dollar was waved in front of his nose, he lost it. Is Ephron became famous. Ephron became Nivhal Ishra, as the Torah said, that Ephron is going to be a chosser his whole life for it. What's the nekuda that the Torah actually is trying to teach us? The Torah is trying to teach us something. The fact that the Torah was mechaser him avov is a limud for us, not for Ephron. There are two nekudas over here which are intertwined one with the other. And we face the same battle that Ephron faces every day. In Ephron, in his seichel, he understood. He understood that Avraham Avinu is the Siyah Lakim. And it's the grass to cover to give the thing to him. That's what the Seichel understood. But his heart, his taivis, his cheshik was for money. And the minute that the hoin was waved in front of him, because mana was theoretical, the Seichel, over the minute that he was offered the money, his Seichel disappeared. Things that he understood for the apostate, and things that was postured by him, and things that were the right thing to do, they weren't able to overcome the emotional, the lave, the cheshik, the taiva that he had. And he lost out lo'elam vod because of it. That means he lost the opportunity. One opportunity he had. He had the opportunity that he would give to Avraham Avinu, Nesi Elikim, the most appealing free. And because he had a taiva moment, he lost the opportunity. And he blibed the balmum lo'elam vod. Because he didn't take the opportunity that he had. Shteito, that the root of all instability in Avodas Hashem, in Ruchnius, is in the clash that we have between our Seichel and our Lev. Ephron wasn't stable. One pasuk he says, take it for free. Next pasuk he takes $100, right? Every little kid in Klai Yisrael, since a little kid in Cheder, what's Tutzak with the man? Whether it's schizophrenic, from one pasuk to another, it's before Sheni, or the whole action. He says, take it. What's Tutzak though? His emes is that he's a model of us. That's exactly how we look. We make Kabbalahs. We take on ourselves Zachen, which it's poshet. I'm not reminding you what you think about during Yom Kippur davening, Shavuot davening, Hashanah Rabbah davening, a Kabbalah you made yesterday. You make a Kabbalah, b'shas that you make the Kabbalah, it's poshet by us that we're going to keep it the Netzach Netzachim. And a pasuk later, it's Kelor Haya. What happened? Why is there no stability? What's this roller coaster up and down? One pasuk Azeh, one pasuk Azeh. Is the territories. Because there are things that we know in Seichel, but in our guf, in our lave, in our emotions, in our gashmias, we haven't made an impression at all on it. And kol zman, a person doesn't make an impression on himself, on his guf, that his ruchnis is be'etzim part of him. It's brought down a lot of sforim that the shayush of all of Avodas Hashem, is a person's Avodas Hashem by accident, or is it be'etzim part of you? What's perhaps be'etzim part of you? Be'etzim part of me, that it's something which is entrenched in me. It's part of my etzim behavior. It's part of my mahalach ha'chaim. These are the pillars of what a guy stands. All the pshat is that it's not an organized avoid. It's something which is hit and run. When it works out and it comes out, it works out. It does it? It doesn't. But it's b'mikra. It's not be'etzim part of a person. Kolzman, a person doesn't make that his avoid is Hashem, is be'etzim part of him. Part of it means that it's biologically part of him. Part of it means that he's convinced his goof of the riftik out of it, which is a whole avodah. Calls down a person doesn't do that. So you're subject to this terrible clash, which almost looks like a comedy. It looks like the guy's crazy. But we're all like that exactly. We all look exactly like that. Where one minute we're convinced, and the next minute, kolohaya disappeared. And the two things are both emes v'yatzim v'nochem v'kayim. They're no steer between the two things at all. Because they're working on two different tracks. One is a seichel track, and one is a lave track. One is a taiva track, and the two things have nothing to do with each other. and they completely wipe out each other. And kol zman a person lives within such a vast gap between the two things, there can never be stability in Avodas Hashem. The root of all instability in Avodas Hashem comes from the root, the clash between what we understand, what we need to do, and what our guf, what our body, b'chal doesn't understand. It just runs on its own track. We find by the Ovis twice in this week's parasha the opposite. It says the Avram Zokin Bo Bayomim. It says the Zohar HaKadosh. What's Pshat Bo Bayomim mean? Bo Bayomim means he came with all his days. Bo Bayomim means that he came with all his days. As they say, there's a Pshat in the Pasuk. He came with all his days with him. His Pshat is that every day which was an opportunity for Avodas Hashem, and every day which was an opportunity for Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came with all his days. All his days were with him. There wasn't one day missing, said in Zohar. Every minute of his life was one long consistency, was one long hemshich of Avodas Hashem. Bo Bayom, he came with all his days. There wasn't a break in the middle. We find the same thing in the beginning of the Pasha. Satan Chayasor, Kuf Chof Zayin, what does it say? When she was Kuf, was like Chof Lachet. Satan Medrash, Ansari Menu, Yudeya Hashem Yimei Tamimim, Gvaldik Apostle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the days of the Tamimim, complete. V'nachlosam lo'ilam tiyah. It's brought down the Svarim that there's a connection between two things. When there's an avoida tmima, then it's lo'ilam tiyah. If a person wants to have nachlosam lo'ilam tiyah, a person wants to have a hemshechis, a person wants to, something that should stay, a person wants there to be some sort of continuity, what's the secret? The secret is what it says in the Rashi in the beginning of the parasha, bas kufke, bas chof lechet. That when she was, or bas kufke, bas zayin lechet. I don't remember which one. I think it's the second one. Bas kufke, zayin lechet. What's the pshat on that? Is the pshat is the same way that when she was zayin, she was no chet. It was the same no chet. It was all one long continuity. It was all one long hemshech. That's the mahus of what the Ovis and the Nimrods were. Yedeya Hashem yimei tmimim. Yeah, tmimim. That's complete. It's Muslim. V'nachlosam lo'ilam tiyah. Memela, it's a nitzchus. Memela, we are the result. What's the nachlosam lo'ilam tiyah? What's the lo'ilam of the Ovis and the Emoyus? Us. We are the result of the Yemei Tamimim. We are the result of the continuity of the Ovis. So if we want to take out of the Ovis of Mosa, Yagia, Maisel, Maisel, Avoisa, Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv, Shteita Gvaldik Eitza. A person wants that. He mutches himself in Avodas Hashem. He mutches himself in learning. A person wants to know that there's going to be results. Ovis Mikal Deika told us. What's the key to that? The key to that is consistency. Tamimim. Bo Bayomim. Not the wishy-washiness of Ephraim. The Torah went out of its way to be Meirich with tens of psukim to show us Vias cooked dice. Vias cooked dice. A comedy. Vias cooked dice. You know what it says? Chosser. You blib a chosser your whole life. You blib lacking something. You can't come to Shleimus with inconsistency, with one day like this and one day like that, when every taivalo that comes along and every dollar that's waved in front of you, a person lives hit and run. One day he's doing like this, somebody waved a dollar in front of you, you went and did that. Person's holding by doing this, somebody waved the taiva in front of his nose, he ran to do that. Your whole life is one big running after whatever's waved in front of you. That's inconsistency. The klech of the Ovis was talking about the Yama was that the Ovis never budged, the Ovis never moved, it never went right, it never went left. It was Yemei Tamimim. That's the two opposites that we have in this parasha. Now, everyone, when they hear these types of things, says to themselves, Tamimim, talking about Yomim, we can barely get a half an hour going straight, we come with all our days after 120. What do we have shachas to this? But about everyone has shachas to this. The etzim nekuda of Yidei Hashem Yimei Tamimim v'nachlosam lo'ilam tiyah, the etzim musik that Tamimus brings lo'ilam, everyone has shachas on their darga. Wherever there'll be consistency, there'll be nitzchias. So, we may not be able to get to the darga of bas chof ke bas zayin lechet. We don't have that shlemus. We may not be able to get to the darga of zokim bo bayomim, that after 120 we should be able to come along and say that I come with all my days complete without a minute wasted. Gvaldik. Pachat chodim. But there's a bechina that everybody can come with zokim bo bayomim. There's a bechina of continuity. Not wishy-washy, not one day like this and one day like that. And the root of all wishy-washiness of the roller coaster is rooted in the fact that we're completely mufker to our typhus. Completely mufker to Yetzirah. Completely mufker. He just has to wink and we're there already. That means you're not rooted anywhere. Is even if a person can't get to the Baal Yom of Rav Avinu, but episode consistency, a person's holding somewhere, to hold on to that somewhere, not to let go. That it should be on that somewhere, Baba Yamin. That it should be in that somewhere, Yamin. Whatever it is, whether it's in davening, whether it's in learning, whether it's in midas, wherever a person is going to have consistency, there'll be nachlosam leilam void. In that area will last. In that area will stay. In that area it won't budge. Because it's consistent, it's Yamei Tamimim. And every person in his milchama, in his area, can fight for consistency. That's the Iker Avoida. I've said this many times in many different Eifanim. And if you walk out of yeshiva or mere yeshiva with that kinyan, that's the only thing that counts. Rabbi Saul Salanter writes this in all the letters. Consistency in any nekuda, in any bechina. Because if a person has a consistency in a zach, that means there's a gewiss zach that you don't budge from, you don't move from. Whether it's you make up a time that you're starting to learn, you make up a time how you're davening, you don't budge. In any bechina that a person has shaykhis to yamei tamimim, then it's the opposite of Ephron. If Ephron was chaser, then a person has shaykhis to shleimus. Chaser means you're lacking. Shleimus means it's a dover shalom. A dover shalom is built on consistency. And a person can touch shleimus. A person could touch shleimus with a gewissa yimei tamimim, with a gewissa continuity. You were holding somewhere, what are you throwing it away for? You had a gewissa darga, you had a gewissa hasmoda, you had a gewissa kabbalah, you didn't speak lashon hara for a month, you dived in the world for 2 months. Why are you throwing it away? Why? Because you got up late one morning and you're tired? So that's Ephron. That's Ephron. You were convinced, you were 100% sure you were going. Came along a stupid nisayin, some narishkeit. You were tired, you didn't feel well, somebody bothered you, somebody insulted you, you overate, you underate last night. It's over, finished. Come on, give me the $400, I'll see you. That's it. What are we sell ourselves so cheap? Is the pshat is because we say, so what do we say to ourselves? Start over again tomorrow. That's what we say to ourselves. That's what Ephraim said. Next time be a big tzaddik. Chaser. Yeah, goodbye. You missed the boat. Because 0 plus 0 is 0. Ki yadua. You start again, so you start from scratch again. Right? Everyone makes a clean slate. Make the next 2 dots. And we'll start again. The pshat is, there's no vaccine yet for this syndrome. The 2 dot syndrome. The word is, of not continuity. Of not a hemshech. Something didn't go well. There's nothing less from it. The only age is to learn Musa. Every day, maybe a few times a day, maybe every hour. I don't know what the eighth is. Because we keep forgetting what we're here for. We forget very quickly. Backstage, some sort of Alzheimer's, which has set in to the Olam, all of us, to the whole door. And from day to day, we forget what we're here. So yesterday we were stuck like a oracle, and the next day came, waved us some $400 in front of our nose, and we throw everything away. And in order for a person to make the Avodas Hashem part of him be'etzem, not something which is on the outside, not something which is mitli, totally, and dependent on changing circumstances, a person has to learn Musar, and a person has to work on it, and it's the only thing which is going to last. It's the only thing which is going to last. If you want to walk out of your years in yeshiva, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, it doesn't make a difference. If you want to walk out with a kinyan ruchnis, it's only consistency. Otherwise, a person walks out with years and years and years of learning and davening and learning Musar and hearing shuzin. It's all nothing. It goes, it disappears. Because it's not Yimei Tamim. It's not a hemshech. And it's not a hemshech because you never dealt with the root of why it's not a hemshech. It's not a hemshech because you never dealt with the goof. You never negotiated with the goof. You never broke the goof to say, no, you're not going to run my life. You're not going to destroy everything that my seichel has built up over years, things that I understand. It means controlling yourself once, twice, even on a small level. In one nekuda, go for shleimus in one nekuda. It could be a shtos, it could be a narishkeit, it could be davening one thing with kavana, it could be not talking about the whole half an hour during Seder, it could be making a kabbalah to learn an extra half an hour. It doesn't make a difference. But once a person touches shleimus in one area, consistency in one area, Avobi brings down Ali Shur. He has a whole hakdamah there to different mahalchim and avodas Hashem. So he speaks about this one mahalach and avodas Hashem. We see in Mesilas Hashem, the Chavis Alavavos, Rabbeinu Yehuda, they had different steps, that ladder. You see other places all over Chazal, that Chazal said, this Amor said, oh, I was very makbid in mitzvah tzitzis, so I'm going to get tzchar. Another one said, I'm very makbid in Hilchos Shabbos, I was going to get tzchar. And he speaks out of it, what's the inyan? They took one zach, and they went with it all the way. The nekuda in that is, what were they trying to be kind of then? They were trying to be kind of consistency. They were trying to be kind of a b'chin of tmimus. Now Chazal was smarter than us. They understood that we can't do everything at once. We think we can do everything at once, so we don't do anything because we're waiting to do everything. When we'll do everything, then we'll do everything all at once. Why do part? But Chazal understood that they were human beings, and they understood that things are not that easy, and they took one thing, and they worked with that one thing all the way, because they understood that what the Yetzer Hara doesn't want is, he doesn't want consistency. He doesn't want Yemei Tmimim. Because Yetzer Hara, by the way, doesn't mind. They do a little bit of Eretz Hashem here, doesn't they? He doesn't want the long term. He doesn't want the Nachlosim Leil Avoid. He doesn't want the long term results that you're going to stay plugged in, that you, your children, and your grandchildren, and the Dairy Dairies are going to stay. So he has long term planning. He says, you can learn now, you can daven now, as long as it won't anything that lasts. Chazal understood that in order to touch Shlemus, in order to build a building of Ruchnias that's going to last, it has to be consistency. And that's the limud that we have in this parasha. And it's a Gvaldika limud. And in this Bechina, we can be Zeichet to the Dag of Masid Yagia, Maisi, Maisi, Avoisi. We can touch the Avos. And in any Bechina that we touch the Avos Mikal Dika told us. It's a Mefor Shikmah.